Hi, folks. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this time around, we're going to start with some music festivals that are occurring around North Carolina. Coming up August 27th through the 29th, it is the Clear Mountain View Music Festival in Polkville-Lawndale area. The festival offers a weekend full of music on two stages, plus camping, vendors, a sugarcane field sculpture, all on a fourth-generation family farm. The festival site is Elliott Family Farms. August 28th and 29th, American Roots Bluegrass Festival in Greensboro. An event planner slash musician and her journalist assistant established the festival in 2014. In addition to traditional and modern bluegrass and musicians' workshops, vendors offer food, crafts, and merchandise. The festival site is the Groom Inn. August 29th, it's the Youth Fest Christian Music Festival in Lewisburg. Since 2003, the festival put on by Pilot Baptist Church of Zebulun has grown from a free show on the church lawn to a day-long event with several bands plus a guest speaker, a BMX stunt team, rock climbing wall, obstacle course, a gladiator joust, and more. The festival site is the Norris Creek Outdoor Entertainment Complex. Hard to believe, September 4th and 5th are right around the corner, and those are the dates for the Smoky Mountain Folk Festival in Lake Junaluska. The festival presents traditional Southern Appalachian music and dance by regional fiddlers, banjo players, string bands, ballad singers, buck dancers, and square dance teams, as well as the sounds of dulcimer, harmonica, jute harp, bagpipes, spoons, saws, and folk ensembles of all sorts. This is at the Stewart Auditorium, Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. September 4th through the 6th is the Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention. That's in Lenore, at the resting place of Tom Dooley's lamented victim, Laura Foster. Musicians and music lovers gather each Labor Day weekend to pay homage to the legends and stories of the Yadkin River Valley. The festival site is at the Jones Farm. September 5 and 6, it is the John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival. This is in High Point. The Labor Day weekend festival is sponsored by the Friends of John Coltrane, which works to preserve and celebrate the life and music of John Coltrane and to enrich the lives of others through the introduction of jazz and other musical genres. The festival site in High Point is Festival Park. September 5 and 6, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. This takes place at City Plaza. Also September 5 and 6, God of Second Chances Music Festival in Cherryville. The Gospel Festival is presented by the Catawba Valley Music Revival, a nonprofit group dedicated to preserving and promoting live music and arts in Catawba County and surrounding areas of North and South Carolina. The festival site is a private farm on Coote Williams Road. September 5 and 6, it's Prog Day Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world. The festival, which is in its 21st year this year, embraces a Friday night pre-show at Local 506 in Chapel Hill. The festival site is Storybook Farm. And also September 6th, New River Blues Festival in Grassy Creek. A Sunday afternoon in the mountains with acclaimed artists performing in a picturesque setting on the banks of the New River. The King Bees are the festival hosts. Festival site is the Riverhouse Country Inn. Coming up September 10th through the 12th, it's Hopscotch. That's in Raleigh, of course. Hopscotch put on by the Independent Weekly of Durham. Prevents more than 175 national and international bands from rock, hip-hop, alt-country, heavy metal, dance, punk, classical, noise, drone, folk, and more at 15 downtown venues. The festival also presents bands at more than 30 day parties happening throughout the city. Festival sites include City Plaza, Fletcher Opera Theater, and several downtown clubs. September 10th through the 12th, it's the Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain in Todd. The campground-based show features side-by-side stages, and attendance is limited to 500 people. The festival site is the Blue Bear Mountain Campground. September 11 and 12, it's the Catawba Valley Music Revival Music Fest in Cherryville, and it's at a private farm on Coot Williams Road. September 11th and 12th, Bull Durham Blues Festival in Durham, and the festival sites, St. Joseph's Performance Hall and Durham Central Park. September 11th through the 13th, Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. Proceeds of the Brevard Music Center show hosted by Steep Canyon Rangers benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Transylvania County. The festival site, Whittington Full Auditorium at the Brevard Music Center. Two more concerts in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series at American Tobacco Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. Coming up August 27th, American Aquarium. For nearly a decade, members of American Aquarium have spent the majority of their days on the road, burning through a sprawl of highways during the day, playing hours of raw, rootsy rock and roll at night. Then on September 10th, it is Chatham County Line. Chatham County Line is an American bluegrass musical group formed in Raleigh in 1999. The band has released 7 albums. All right, amphitheater shows. We're going to start with Red Hat this time around. That's on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Phone number is 919-996-8800. Friday, August 28th, Under the Sun Tour, Sugar Ray, Better Than Ezra, Uncle Cracker, and Eve 6. Friday, September 4th, Rick Springfield with Loverboy and the Romantics. Tuesday, September 15th, it is Death Cab for Cutie. Saturday, September 26th, Life in Color. And then on October 2nd and 3rd, the Red Hat Amphitheater will play host to some of the wide-open bluegrass events. At Walnut Creek Amphitheater, the phone number to call there for more information is 919-831-6400. Okay, on Friday, August 28th, Darius Rucker, Brad Eldridge, Brothers Osborne, and 1,000 Horses. Friday, September 4th, it's Chicago, The Band, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Saturday, September 5th, Jason Aldean, Cole Swindell, and Tyler Farr. Wednesday, September 9th, Van Halen and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Thursday, September 10th, it's 5 Seconds of Summer. Sunday, September 13th, it's the 95X Big Shindig. Thursday, September 17th, it is Janet Jackson. Saturday, September 19th, Kelly Clarkson, Pentatonix, and Eric Hutchinson. Friday and Saturday, September 25 and 26, Luke Bryan, Randy Houser, and Dustin Lynch. Then on Saturday, October 17th and 18th, it's the American Roots and Arts Festival. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, it's 919-462-2025. Sunday, August 30th, it's a Small World celebration. The show's at 4. Tuesday, September 1st, Greg Allman and also the Doobie Brothers. Wednesday, September 2nd, the Johnny Folsom 4, which is, of course, as you might expect, a tribute to Johnny Cash, and the Kennedy Thomas Band, which is a tribute to Patsy Cline. Wednesday, September 9th, Pickin' in the Pines Concert Series presents Amanda Daughtry with Abby Stevens. That's at 5:30. Other Pickin' in the Pines concerts, Wednesday, September 16th, it's the Grass Cats at 5:30. Wednesday, September 23rd, L-Shaped Lot with the James Sisters, also at 5:30. Then on Wednesday, September 30th, it's Ryan Cavanaugh with the Hay Brothers. Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th, it's the Triangle Oktoberfest. And Thursday, October 15th, it's Chris Tomlin with his Love Ran Red tour. Upcoming North Carolina festivals and events. August 27th through the 29th is the Winterville Watermelon Festival. August 28th and 29th, American Roots Bluegrass Festival in Greensboro. August 28th through the 30th, Fin Feathers and Fur in Salisbury. September 3rd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. Two events, September 4th through the 7th. First, it's Matthews Alive Festival and the North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville. Couple of events, September 4th, Best Bushkers Bash Contest, which is a First Friday event in Salisbury. And then there's the Free Boot Friday in Greenville. September 7th, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. September 10th through the 13th, it's the Chatham County Fair in Pittsboro. September 11 and 12, Historic Morganton Festival. September 11 and 12, Indian Summer Festival in Hertford. September 12th, Bush Hill Heritage Festival in Archdale. Leland Founders Day and Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn and the North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest in Oxford all take place September 12th. September 12th through the 19th is Beak Week, which is Goldsboro's Poultry Festival. September 16th through the 20th, Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. September 18 and 19, Eden River Fest. Also, 18th and 19th, the Pinehurst Oktoberfest. September 19 and 20, the North Carolina Rice Festival in Belleville. And then three events, September 19th, the North Carolina Poultry Festival in Rayford, Creedmoor Music Festival, and the Locust Summer Concert Series. Moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number there, 919-996-8700. August 27th through the 30th, it's Carousel, Theater Raleigh Hot Summer Nights at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 8th through the 13th, Dirty Dancing, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. At the, I forgot to write it down. Okay, but they're having Dirty Dancing. It's at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. September 10th through the 13th, Hopscotch 2015 at Kennedy Theater. September 20th, Kishin and Kenhaya Reload, Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. September 24th through the 27th, The Planets, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. September 25 and 26, Jean-Yves Thibaudet plays Gershwin, North Carolina Symphony at Maimandi Concert Hall. The concert is at 8 o'clock both nights. October 1st, International Bluegrass Music Association Awards, Memorial Auditorium at 7. October 2nd through the 4th, Screwtape Letters, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. This funny, provocative, and wickedly witty theatrical adaptation starring Brent Harris will change the way you think about how demons and angels influence your everyday life. The runtime is 90 minutes, no intermission. October 3rd, Nephew Tommy, I Got People Inside My Head Tour at Memorial Auditorium. October 8th through the 25th, it's Symphony Fantastique Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9 and 10, Beethoven and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony, Mamandi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both nights. October 11th, a gala with Renee Fleming, North Carolina Symphony, Mamandi Concert Hall at 7:30. Don't miss your chance to hear celebrated international star Renee Fleming perform her beloved songs and arias from the operatic repertoire on stage with the symphony for the first time ever. October 11th, Alvin and the Chipmunks live at Memorial Auditorium. Alvin and the Chipmunks Live on stage is a dynamic, engaging, interactive, music-filled tour featuring music by One Direction, Maroon 5, Carly Rae Jepsen, Elvis Presley, and more. The Chipmunks are tricked by Ian Hawk to put on a fundraising concert to save Woodstock. October 16th is Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, North Carolina Symphony, Mamandi Concert Hall at 12. Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center, 919-680-2787, or the Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Saturday, August 29th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. The Temptations are the quintessential Motown vocal group. The quintet offered a rich blend of voices accompanied by stylish, coordinated dance moves. The Four Tops are one of soul music's most popular and long-lived vocal groups. Between 1964 and 1988, the Four Tops made Billboard's Hot 100 chart 45 times and its R&B chart 52 times. Thursday, September 10th, The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. The concert series is back with a third installment, Master Quest. Audiences can expect to experience awesome new inclusions from The Legend of Zelda, a link between worlds, and new music from the recently announced remake of fan favorite, The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. Friday, September 11th, there are two shows featuring Jerry Seinfeld. The shows are at 7 and 9:30 on Friday, September 11th. Starting Wednesday, September 23rd, and it runs through October 4th. It is Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical. Wednesday, October 7th, Jackson Browne. Singer-songwriter Jackson Browne stops in Durham as part of his 2015 tour in support of his album Standing in the Breach. This studio album is a collection of 10 songs at turns deeply personal and political, exploring love, hope, and defiance in the face of the advancing uncertainties of modern life. Friday, October 9th, it's Brian Regan, one of the most respected comedians in the country. Regan has earned the praise of the press, the public, and fellow comedians like Jerry Seinfeld, who says of Regan, he is one of my favorite stand-up comedians. And this from Chris Rock. No comedian in the world says, yeah, I want to follow Brian Regan. That's Brian Regan, Friday, October 9th. October 13th through the 18th, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Coming direct from New York, where a most gentlemanly NPR critic said he had never laughed so hard at a Broadway musical. Tuesday, October 20th, Danny Elfman's music from the films of Tim Burton. Wednesday, October 21st, it is Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin has sold nearly 85 million albums worldwide, including 6 Billboard No. 1 albums, launched several world-spanning tours, selling out shows in nearly 60 countries, and has won numerous accolades, including 6 Grammy Awards, 10 Billboard Music Awards, and has earned worldwide recognition for his humanitarian work. October 23rd through the 25th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Monday, October 26, Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club. This is the Farewell World Tour. The group, which has been touring the globe in different forms, guises, and combinations since 1997, will take to the road one final time with a series of concerts and related cultural events that will celebrate the orchestra's storied journey as ambassadors for Cuban music. Wednesday and Thursday, October 28 and 29, John Cleese and Eric Idle in Together Again at Last for the very first time. Cleese and Idle will blend scripted and improvised bits with storytelling, musical numbers, exclusive footage, aquatic juggling, and an extended audience Q&A. Friday, October 30th, the reunion, Faith Evans and Mace. Faith Renee Evans is a multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning recording artist, songwriter, arranger, and record producer. With a music career spanning over two decades, Faith has released 8 studio albums with over 18 million albums sold, along with 30 singles. Best known as Puff Daddy's favorite sidekick, Mace secured his place as a Bad Boy label favorite through a series of guest appearances on hit singles by other artists, also performing Total, Carl Thomas, and Black Rob. Tuesday, November 3rd, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2015. Thursday, November 5th, Wanda Sykes. Friday, November 6th, it's John Prine. Long considered a songwriter's songwriter, John Prine is a rare talent who writes the songs other songwriters would sell their souls for. Evidence of this is the long list of songwriters who have recorded his gems, including Johnny Cash, Bonnie Raitt, the Everly Brothers, John Denver, Kris Kristofferson, Carly Simon, Ben Harper, Joan Baez, and many others, with immeasurable accolades, including the distinction of being one of the few songwriters honored by the Library of Congress and U.S. Poet Laureate. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, the phone number there, 919-560-3030 or 241-8162. Friday, August 28th, it is Iris Dement, the last of 14 kids born in Arkansas and raised in Southern California. Dement spent her childhood immersed in gospel and traditional country music. Infamous Angel initially issued on Rounder in 1992 before being picked up by Warner Brothers, immediately established her as a promising and talented artist. Tickets start at $30. The show is at 8. Monday, August 31st, Keb Moe. Over the past two decades, he's cultivated a reputation as a modern master of American roots music through the understated excellence of his live and studio performances. B.B. King, Buddy Guy, the Dixie Chicks, Joe Cocker, Robert Palmer, and Tom Jones have all recorded his songs. Tickets start at $27. The concert is at 8 o'clock. Friday, September 4th, Jim Jeffries with the Freedom Tour. Jim Jeffries established himself as one of the outstanding comedians of his generation with the prestigious one-hour HBO special, I Swear to God. He continues wowing audiences with his controversial, belief-challenging comedy in his follow-up special, Alcoholicost, which aired on Showtime. Tickets start at $39.50. Again, the show is at 8. Sunday, September 13th, it is the Milk Carton Kids. Cultural purveyors from Garrison Keillor to T-Bone Burnett to Billy Bragg have hailed the duo's importance among a group of new folk bands, both expanding and contradicting the rich tradition that precedes them. Tickets start at $27. Monday, September 14th, Zappa Plays Zappa, the One Size Fits All 40th Anniversary Tour. Tuesday, September 15th, Lisa Fisher and Grand Baton. It's easy to see why she works all the time. Her astonishing range, her spot-on intonation, her mastery of the stage, the way her tone wraps itself around your heart and won't let go, the infectious quality of her time feel, these things keep her on top of the list. Tickets start at $31. Okay, Carolina Theater, Friday, September 25th. It is Carolina Jazz on Tour with Bob James. Duke Performances, the phone number, 919-660-3356. And the box office number is 919-684-4444. Thursday, September 10th, it's Mahmoud Ahmed, Reynolds Industry Theater at 8. In the early 70s, Ethiopia experienced a golden age of popular music with the rise of Ethio Jazz, a mesmerizing blend of zigzagging modal melodies and diminished harmonies played against a funky six-beat groove. The center of the scene was vocalist Mahmoud Ahmed, who has been hailed as one of the most exhilarating singers of the past half century. That from The New Yorker. Thursday, September 17th, Lula Pena, Nelson Music Room at 8. Friday, September 18th, El Subramanium, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, September 19th, Betty LeVette, Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, September 24th, Gregory Porter at Page Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Couple more here as we get ready to close out the day. NC State University's Gregg Museum currently offers the exhibition Life's Little Dramas, The World of Puppets and Illusions. The exhibition is at the D.H. Hill Library Exhibit Gallery on Broughton Drive. PNC Arena, Motley Crue, Friday, August 28th. Thursday, September 24th, it is Ariana Grande. Tuesday, October 6th, it is Sam Smith. This date is a reschedule from July. If you had tickets to that show, they will be honored for the October 6th performance. Thursday, October 15th, it is David Jeremiah's Stand Up Raleigh Tour. Also on the ticket, Mercy Me and Charles Billingsley. This is a free event. And then to close out the year at PNC Arena, December 9th through the 13th, Disney on Ice presents 100 Years of Magic. Grab your Mickey ears and get ready for the ultimate Disney experience as Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.